anti-Semitism, as opposed to the more theological Judenhass, was intended to ground hatred of Jews in the progressive language of scientific eugenics. During his rise to power, Hitler, in many respects the heir of the Bismarckian progressives, could hardly launch an all-out attack on Christianity. National Socialism, after all, was supposed to unite all Germans. It's not opportune to hurl ourselves now into a struggle with the churches. The best thing is to let Christianity die a natural death, Hitler explained to his aides. A slow death has something comforting about it. The dogma of Christianity gets worn away before the advances of science. Religion will have to make more and more concessions. Gradually, the myths crumble. All that's left is to prove that in nature there's no frontier between the organic and the inorganic. In 1937, the German Social Democratic Party, operating in exile in Prague, enlisted a spy to report from Germany on Nazi progress. The reporter, working in secret, offered a crucial insight into what the Nazis were really up to. The National Socialist German Workers' Party was constructing a new religion, a counter-church, complete with its own priests, dogmas, holidays, rituals, and rites. The agent used a brilliant metaphor to explain the Nazi effort. The counter-church was being built like a new railway bridge. When you build a new bridge, you can't just tear down the old one willy-nilly. Traffic and commerce will be snarled. The public will protest. Instead, you need to slowly but surely replace the bridge over time. Swap out an old bolt for a new one. Quietly switch the ancient beams for fresh ones, and one day you will have a completely different structure and barely anyone will have noticed. Like the engineers of that proverbial railway bridge, the Nazis worked relentlessly to replace the nuts and bolts of traditional Christianity with a new political religion. The shrewdest way to accomplish this was to co-opt Christianity via the Gleichschaltung, while at the same time shrinking traditional religion's role in civil society. To this end, Hitler was downright Bismarckian. The German historian Götz Ali explains how Hitler purchased popularity with lavish social welfare programs and middle-class perks, often paid for with stolen Jewish wealth and high taxes on the rich. Hitler banned religious charity, crippling the church's role as a counterweight to the state. Clergy were put on government salary, hence subjected to state authority. The parsons will be made to dig their own graves, Hitler cackled. They will betray their God to us. They will betray anything for the sake of their miserable little jobs and incomes. Following the Jacobin example, the Nazis replaced the traditional Christian calendar. The new year began on January 30th with the day of the seizure of power. Each November, the streets of central Munich were dedicated to a Nazi passion play depicting Hitler's beer hall pooch. The martyrdom of Horst Wessel and his old fighters replaced Jesus and the apostles.